At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Down goes Post. Down goes Post Malone. What you just heard was Post Malone falling off the stage last night.
Yeah, yes. There was a part of the stage that looked like maybe it wasn't a spot to be standing on. He crouched down to cheers someone, and that little flap gave way, and he fell down onto the floor.
The good news is, two pieces of good news. Post is okay, and he saved his drink.
He got back up, and the crowd cheers him, and they all took a drink together.
The show goes on.
It does. I have two real quick stories about someone saving a drink. One involves my dad. It was during a Milwaukee Brewers baseball game that he was listening to outside on the deck. And they, I don't know, must have been a grand slam home run, something like that, that they won the game. And he started running around the yard with his beer going, woo, and slipped and fell, but saved his drink and then popped up and was like, yes. Of course, later it turned out he actually sprained his ankle, but he was super excited about that. And another one was years ago. I was dating this guy whose job was fixing boats. And one of the perks of that job when you fix a boat is you have to take it out on a lake.
Make sure your job's done right. Yes.
So we're out with him and another friend, and it was...
wait a second. I didn't know you were supposed to bring friends on the boat after you check the repairs.
And we're out on the boat with another friend.
Tells me that.
This is a long time ago.
All right.
A long time ago. And it was a ski boat. And they were both former ski show performers.
Oh.
So they were really good at it, right? And they did this maneuver that they called the Batman. They would make a big wake and then spin the boat around. And when they hit the wave, the wake that they made, they would turn the boat really fast. And it would spin, right? Well, my boyfriend at the time, Jeff.
By the way, remember, this is not their boat.
No, it's not.
This is a guy who repairs boats, who's taking his work out for a test run.
Again, a long time ago.
But the owner would love to see what you guys were doing on the boat, on the water with his boat.
It was an inboard ski motor.
How old were you, like 18, 19?
No, I was probably in my early 20s.
Okay.
Anyway, he's sitting on the cover of the inboard, hanging on to the ski pole. He's got a drink in his hand, and the guy driving the boat did the whole Batman maneuver, and I watched Jeff go right out the boat. And all of a sudden, he pops up out of the water with his drink in his
hand. Man, yeah. That's impressive. Hey, Post, beat that, pal. Steal a boat.
You
stole a boat.
They didn't steal a boat. They have to take it out on the water.
Yes, to make sure it runs well.
Yes,
not to do stunts.
That's what that boat was made for.
Sure. so many horrible examples in that story.
I know. Tammy wasn't always a good girl.
I wish I would have known 20-year-old Tammy. Anybody else out there? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.